Welcome to Pisces Rising.
I'm Ash.
And I'm Heather.
We want to talk about astrology with you.
Go deep or go home.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to Pisces Rising. We are here and there's a thunderstorm happening outside. You might hear some claps of thunder.
It's initiating Scorpio season and the eclipse tomorrow.
Yeah, feels that way.
Ominous.
Mystical, creepy energy. So today we're going to be talking with you about some astrological stuff that's going on over the next couple weeks and couple months, really. Mars is going to move retrograde on October 30th, and Jupiter is moving back into Pisces a couple days before that. So we're just going to talk about Jupiter and Mars in retrograde, what that's like, what it brings. And I was saying to Heather right before we started, just thinking about Mars retrograde makes me feel tired.
Yeah, and it's funny too. I think I might have been feeling that tiredness too. Some of it, I think it was the 29 degree Libra and the heaviness of Scorpio.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't put in context about Mars, but that is also such insight.
Yeah. We had talked a little bit about Mars and how it's kind of camping out in Gemini for the next several months in a previous podcast, but the reason it's getting stuck there in Gemini for so long is because of this retrograde. So this retrograde is lasting until January, so it's significant because Mars goes retrograde the least frequently of all the planets. It's every 2 years.
Yep.
So we haven't had this since fall 2020.
Yep. And Mars is, I don't want to say it's not harmonious in retrograde at all. I actually feel like in Gemini, it's probably a good thing just because it's 7 months that it's going to be in Gemini. And the way that it is direct in Gemini is mental fuckery sometimes. It could be too much thinking, and that also gets tiring because it's going to create an overthinking, even for those people who don't overthink and might be more embodied or more in the present moment. This is something that's affecting everyone. So in a way, the slowing down, I think, could help bring you a little bit out of your mind and a little more into the body. And also, I find, or have found, this is new discovery, that the Mars in Gemini is maybe bringing a little more road rage and the like, oh shit, why did I just say that? You know, kind of like Mercury, but more impulsive and a little bit more maybe insultive, or like the person behind you in line, instead of being like, oh, can I get in front of you? They might just like cut up in front of you rudely with, you know,
I noticed that.
Yeah, it's angsty, and
yeah,
it's not even that it's just filterless. It's also that it's not actually being in the present moment. It's saying something and not thinking of consequences. And some of that is Gemini, but most of that is Mars.
Yeah, when you combine the two of those together, it makes for a filterless existence. And it's different than, like, when I think of filterless, I do tend to think of Aries, but Geminis are also kind of filterless because they can, they'll play things off as a joke sometimes, you know?
Yep. And they're filterless in the sense of they're not necessarily trying to get something done when they say it. And Mars does want to get things done. So this is actually going to bring us to the Mars in retrograde.
Because
what you're going to find with this Mars in retrograde is, I'll meet you here at 6, and then there's a no-show. Or
it's flaky.
Yeah, it's flaky, and it's non-committal, and it's very forgetful.
Yeah, and it's like with all the best intentions, too. Like, the plan is in place. There's, like, the impetus to make it happen, but then something just gets lost in translation. And a lot of it is just that energy burnout is a real thing during Mars retrograde. And
I'm guessing there's not going to be a technical square because Jupiter is probably going to retro into 29 degree Pisces. And we're still early on in degrees for Gemini. But when the Jupiter does go back into Pisces, that also is going to create an intense, mutable, loose square.
I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah, it's going to be like, woohoo, relax. And then, no, we can't relax. And
yeah.
And nothing. I don't know if you've ever noticed this. I've referred to it in the podcast before as like, I think, blob or like dissolve. When a Gemini and a Pisces in general, sun signs, or when you're coming together to make a plan, it's like more about the talking about it than actually the action of it. The action of a lot of the times doesn't happen when there's a mutable square, especially with Gemini and Pisces, because they're a little more imaginative signs. Gemini's imagining reality or imagining, not imagining, but giving a scenario of a mental thing that could possibly happen, where Jupiter in Pisces is like, I'm going to imagine it to happen, especially Jupiter, because Jupiter is all about having things be easy. And if manifesting was just about imagining, that would be Jupiter.
Yeah, exactly. It's more of like that period before things start to happen. It's like where you're sitting with the idea and formulating it. And then, yeah, Mars in Gemini is like, okay, I'm ready to go. Like, let's get this going. But then you almost run out of fuel. It's like you start to put things into place and then just walk away from it. I just picture, like, I don't know why I'm picturing somebody like starting to cook a feast and then they just leave and there's just stuff all over the kitchen and nothing got made. Like that's like the image I'm getting.
Yeah, that's a good one. I can totally see that to happen. The other thing is epiphanies. Like I could see you to get an epiphany and like, oh, I'm supposed to be a doctor when I grow up, or now I'm going to go to med school, and then it just like doesn't happen. Like these big grandiose ideas, kind of like the feast. You make a feast, it's grandiose, it's like Thanksgiving, and then, you know, the next thing you know, like you said, everything's expiring or just not done.
Yeah, they just like get distracted and wander off and do something else. So we're all kind of, I mean, that's sort of how mutable signs live to some extent, but I think we're all going to be kind of tapping into that energy more. So if you hear, you know, a friend or family member be like, I'm moving to Europe, take it with a grain of salt, because they probably are not, you know, or something like that, something super life-changing and dramatic, it might not come to fruition. Revisit it in January. See then what you think.
That right there is a perfect example of retrograde too.
Yeah.
Like when planets in general are in retrograde, you're going to kind of think backwards a little bit or fantasize backwards of where you need to feel inspired. So what happens is when something goes into retrograde, especially actually Jupiter and Mars, this will be a little bit more about relevant for them because they are in a way both action planets. Even fantasizing, there's an action in there. And Jupiter can be pretty embodied if you think of Sagittarius's. They're like, you know, moving around frequently. So it's more of a mental lazy thing for Jupiter than actually like a physical lazy thing. And what you'll find is as they're kind of slowing down and creating this ease, it's like, wait a minute, am I doing that for myself or am I doing that for someone else? And you might notice because the retrograde brings a sense of shadow work or shadow response. If it's not subconscious, it's shadow work. If it's subconscious, it could be your shadow side coming out because of not dealing with the things that you need to look at when things go into retrograde. So Mars and Jupiter aren't the most emotional planets, but they will, because they're connected to desire, they will make you want to understand your desire more and who you're doing it for. So you're going to notice when you do something, when you're dissatisfied, or this could be just coming on, you'll do something and be like, okay, I thought I wanted to do that. I just graduated and it just doesn't feel as good as I thought. I actually don't know that I want to, you know, continue on to be a doctor or continue on to do these things because now I'm feeling like I just did this because my mom and dad told me so.
Yeah.
So the energy is going to get really reflective, specifically around desire.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I think that there could be a lot of desire there, but not as much action happening to kind of make those desires a reality. So it's like, oh, I really want this, but there's a lot of talk and maybe not much actually happening. And if you start to even try to make it happen, it could feel like way too much work and you could just give up. or at least like take a step back.
That goes back to the tired thing you were talking about.
I don't know if that's just me, but Mars retrograde, it's like I need so much more rest during those times, I feel.
I wish I paid more attention. I remember very clearly the Mars retrograde in Scorpio, and then it was in retrograde in one more planet, I think, before, or maybe that was Venus.
Was Mars, the Scorpio one in 2020, was that the most recent?
I think no. I think that might have been 2018. I don't remember for sure. I just remember feeling it and being like, whoa, this is heavy and damp.
Yeah.
Like wet blankets being piled on top of you.
Yeah.
It's not going to feel as intense in Gemini. But the heavy and the... Even the weather right now is kind of an example of it. Like the gray. It's going to feel kind of gray.
Foggy?
Brain foggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost like you... Even if you're having caffeine, it's just not affecting you quite. You know, it's just like... I don't know. Synapses aren't completely like meeting up with the nerves that make, like, so you might be like telling your body to do something and it's just not, you know, I don't know. Like not literally, but kind of.
Actually, I think that's right on.
Yeah.
Going back to the dissolve and back to the kind of sloppy energy. And remember in Jupiter, in Pisces and Mars in Gemini, that is that energy of like, slop or dissolve. So even though these are very fiery planets, they're coated in water. So it's going to get steamy and the pressure is going to be more steamy and intense than angry and explosive, at least to start. But also that could kind of invert. This is why it's going to pass off as shadowy or passive aggressive comments. And maybe ignoring the obvious because that's easier. And conflicts will depend on your mood. Sometimes you're going to kind of want the conflict, the Gemini instigator, but you might not admit that that's what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Gemini, I feel like they can definitely poke buttons just because they like to see what happens. They're almost like experimenting to see like, okay, if I say this, what will they do? All right, cool. Now, what if I try it this way? It's almost like, I don't know, it's a little bit needly sometimes.
Yeah. And they project the needles, but I don't know that they feel the needles.
No, not really.
So translated, that would mean you might be putting out the same energy somebody else's, and you might notice it from somebody else and not like it. But instead of reflecting, you know, deflecting it back to them. So literally during this, when they're both in retrograde at the same time, in Pisces, in Gemini, it might feel like, you know, pointing the finger or blaming somebody else when you're doing the same thing. Hypocrisy is the word that I'm trying to think of.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the hypocrisy might not necessarily be anger. It's going to kind of come back to bite you. And the way that it will do that is when you're just spewing, because it's slower, you'll eventually feel it. Whether you're feeling what's coming at you or, you know, what you've spewed out being like regurgitating it. There's, I think, a lot of regurgitation that could also happen in this combo of Pisces and Gemini, because both of those signs say things they don't mean and they're constantly changing and feeling all of the time. This is why the planets are so much more stronger in their frequency, especially in a mutable sign, because the planet is like the god. It needs to keep going and it needs to, the planets are like the gods. They need to dominate the energy, and Jupiter needs to still show that it's Jupiter. Mars still needs to show that it's Mars. So Gemini is going to still want to have that fight as it's Mars is influencing it. And Jupiter in Pisces is still going to want to laze out on a hammock and be served, you know, while they behave poorly.
So what's the way out of this? Like, how do you rise above this energy?
Well, it could also be very laid back. And I think really, I think it could actually be a good thing if you could remind yourself to reflect. And that's going to be easy during Scorpio season. It's going to be the easiest. As we move into Sag, it's going to be harder because that's another mutable sign. And then there's going to be like a grandiose square there.
That you're right.
But in Scorpio, you know, both signs, Gemini loves to ask questions or loves to have questions answered. And Pisces likes to be questioned, actually, because they don't always know how they feel. And they like to, also, they're very curious. They're both very curious signs.
You're right.
So questions and answers, but questions to yourself. Did I just come off like a bitch? Did I just guilt trip somebody? You know?
Yeah, hold yourself accountable. Ask those questions. Yeah. I'm just realizing that, so Jupiter moves back into Aries on, I think it's December 20th, and that's, like, right around the solstice when the sun moves into Capricorn. So that's such a shift into cardinal energy at that point.
Yes, and that's going to be a direct square, both at 0 degrees.
Oh my God,
so we need
right.
to do another podcast
yes,
on that.
Yes, we will definitely be back in a couple months with that one.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Jupiter energy squaring Capricorn sun.
Ooh.
Is gonna be like kind of judgy and intense. Those are very
it's a weird solstice.
Yeah,
that's very it's a very masculine energy solstice.
Yep. Huh. Even though solstice is
I know.
Well, I want to get into this so right. bad now, but we got to go
yeah.
back.
Yeah,
we okay. got to retro back to
exactly.
Gemini.
yeah, I think that that's true. Reflection, resting, restoring your energy. Maybe not jumping the gun too much. Like, I mean. Yeah, there's probably going to be some thinking and processing out loud. You might be the one to be like, hey, guys, I'm quitting my job and joining the circus. You know, like, you might be that person in the next couple months. And you might have to, like, in a couple months be like, actually, just kidding. I'm not doing that. But, you know, you could just sit with an idea. I feel like sitting with an idea during this time might feel weird at first. But the more you sit with it, the more you're going to be able to reflect on it. And then that will save you from that weird announcement and having to explain to, like, your random family members that you're not doing that thing.
That's great advice, because what you're talking about is the what you just described is impulsivity.
Yes.
And there will be impulsivity, but impulsivity in a mutable way is different than impulsivity in a cardinal or fixed way.
Mm.
It's very...
It's wacky.
Yeah, it's wacky, and it's... delusional. Wacky is probably a better word than delusional. But it's like that energy of like an epiphany. Oh, I'm talking to God right now. And it's because, especially for like mutable signs, the veil is going to feel really thin.
Yeah, because it's Scorpio season. Jupiter's in Pisces, which to me is a super intuitive, just melty time.
And it will be in retro at like 28, 29 degrees, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the like, you know, intensities of Pisces all the way.
Yeah. Very fluid.
Gemini in Mars is almost going to be a break.
Yeah, I... Hearing you talk about Mars retrograde in Scorpio, like, oh my God, I'm grateful that we have Mars retrograde in Gemini, honestly. Comparatively.
Yeah.
Because
chronic anger was the Scorpio.
Yeah, and also like weird sexual stuff. Does that make
yep,
sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
sexual guilt or trauma. Like that just seems very heavy to me.
Shame.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, and Gemini energy is kind of shameless.
Oh, yeah. It's a little, I would personally take that over the guilt and the shame, but.
Because it's not going to stick.
Exactly. It's like people might get annoyed. You might say something you regret and then have to deal with the consequences, but it's going to dissolve pretty fast, I feel.
Yeah.
For the most part, unless you say something really awful, but probably not. It's more catty than anything. I think we talked about that in the Mars and Gemini. It's more just like of a catty energy. I don't see it being like the stuff that grudges are made out of.
And we are kind of talking about the negative things here, but it's also going to bring, you know, it could bring a great amount of ease. It could bring, for somebody who really gives a fuck and is uptight, it could break that energy up.
True, yeah.
You know, fixed signs could get broken up by this energy and experience a change, experience a little bit of a surrender.
Okay. I'm into that. Yeah, I think that's true. And Yeah, you can almost break up routines a little bit. Like, if you're adhering really tightly to a routine, I think Mars retrograde kind of does dissolve that, because it's like sometimes you have to shift and listen to your body rather than, like, let's forge ahead and just do what we said we were going to do. There's a little bit more room to play with the details there.
Yeah. And there's more details to play with, too.
True. Yeah. Very true.
But not those dissolved details. Details that might just be more, like, descriptive or imaginative, but not something needed to keep creating.
Yes. Okay.
Because I would also say that this is long-winded. Not just because Gemini's in Mars forever, but mutable signs can be pretty long-winded when they're trying to figure something out. And this process is going to be a vocal process.
Yeah, it's very much talking out loud.
Both Mars and Jupiter are like out loud signs, mm-hmm. too. And Pisces, outlying planets, Pisces, yeah, they can be introverted, but the way they heal, I think, is to purge their words.
Yeah, you're right. And Gemini just talks and talks.
Yeah, and they talk and talk so nothing sticks.
Right. They can say one thing and then contradict it in the next sentence, too. Because they can easily see all the sides. They can jump back and forth.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, when I'm talking about nothing sticking and them talking and talking, I'm not talking about them not learning anything. I'm talking about, like, in order for them to not take anything personally, they need to be like a windmill and keep processing, keep turning the air.
Yeah.
You know, moving forward.
Yeah, they're mentally very quick. They move through things quickly.
And so does Mars. Even in retrograde, it's, if you think about all the planets that could be in retrograde in Mars, all the signs, Gemini is probably the best one.
I was thinking about that when we were just talking about the Scorpio thing, and yeah, I can't think of a better one.
Yeah, maybe Sagittarius.
Yeah, that wouldn't be so bad, but that could slow down, like, outward movement more.
Yep.
But still, that might be preferable to some of the, like, heavier ones. What's the worst one, you think?
I think Scorpio.
I agree with you. I can't think of anything that's worse.
I think Aries is pretty bad, too.
Yeah, because
in retrograde.
You're right. Because that's, like, the natural place for Mars to be and to have that energy be turned in on itself.
And I also feel like both of those signs will hurt your feelings on purpose when Mars is in it.
Yeah.
It's like the intention would be, like, how am I going to hurt this person? Like, what do I say? Where that's not the intention with Gemini. Scorpio is very intentional. Aries is not very intentional, but their mean streak makes them feel that better.
Yeah, you're right. And actually, the two that we said were the worst are the ones that either are ruled by Mars or were at one time ruled by Mars.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think that's always the case? Like, would the worst Venus retrograde be in Taurus or Libra?
I've felt pretty bad retrogrades with Venus in Scorpio as well. But yeah, I think that especially for the sign experiencing it, the sun sign, or if your Venus sign is aligned with whatever's going into retrograde, because when a sign is in its natural place, it's like 29 degrees.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be more exaggerated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Mercury or the retrograde is going to definitely be more exaggerated in the sign that it's in.
Yeah, and what you said about Scorpio too is interesting, because I feel like retrogrades make you go more inward, and I think Scorpio is the most inward sign. So it's almost like a black hole inside yourself.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
So I think that's probably why that's the worst.
I'm thinking about some very intense readings right now that I've done for people who, particularly men who've had like 4 or 5 planets in Scorpio, and it is like an emptiness, but also like a depth, kind of like a cenote, like it just goes down so deep that it's endless, but it is kind of, it has stuff in it. It's not like empty and like, I don't know who I am. It's like empty, like, oh my God, I wish I, you know, wouldn't have violent thoughts so naturally.
Right.
You know, like that kind of complexity of like feeling like a bad person.
It is kind of shame-based.
Yeah.
Interesting. Like yep. hiding things in that dark tunnel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Well, that kind of took a turn, but I feel like that's all retrograde stuff.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I guess maybe this is our traditional creepy Halloween.
Exactly. I know. We did the serial killer one a couple years ago.
Yeah. What did we do last year?
I don't remember.
We did another Something one last Pluto. Year, too, because I remember that I watched that person that murdered people in your town.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That was wild.
Yeah.
True crime.
Yeah, the kid I went to school with. All right. Well, I don't think I have anything more to add about this one.
That's a wrap. Yeah. Happy Halloween. And we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Pisces Rising. You can find us on Instagram at Pisces Rising Podcast. Email us, piscesrisingpodcast@gmail.com, or find us on Facebook. Have a magical day.